Hey, what's up, everybody? It's the podcaster formerly known as the Fungul Steve, aka at Rude Speaker on all the socials. This is still the groovy little spook show episode page and whatnot. You'll be able to find all of our backlog stuff here, and if we were to do anything new with it in the future, I am starting a new podcast called Husband Convent. It's a comedy riff kind of bullshit. Guess what? It's three white dudes kind of podcast with friend of the show Dan, as well as another one of our close friends, Mark. That's starting now. It's going to be on its own pages, but I'm also going to put clips and full episodes for the first couple episodes on here. So what you're about to hear after this is actually the first episode of Husband Convent, titled Spaghetti Eyes. I don't know what else to say about that other than please check it out. If you like what you hear here, go follow the page for Husband Convent, and hopefully we'll get the listens there. All right. So hopefully we'll be able to do something with GLS again in the future, even if it's just one-offs or something. But until then, stay groovy and check out Husband Convent. Thanks. Bye.
You're just beginning like that.
It's hard to think of a way to begin a podcast.
You don't be like, "Hey everyone, welcome to my Minecraft Let's Play. Buy our merch." Those guys are still around, right? That do that, right?
Oh yeah, no. Like I was making fun of real people.
I thought you were gonna say the R slur. I'm like, you gotta restart this all over again.
No, I was
making fun of.
No. I'm a good boy. I don't say bad word.
At least not on the air.
I mean, yeah, no. In the safety of my own house, I can say whatever.
When those kinds of people aren't around, I say whatever I want.
I can't imagine the suffering
of those people
being paid by YouTube to play Minecraft.
Are they actually paid by YouTube, or are they just getting like the AdSense or whatever the shit?
I think it's the AdSense.
Oh, so it's not Mr. YouTube didn't show up?
No, they're not getting like a...
At a certain level, you're paid by YouTube. If you're like real, if you have that gold plaque, if you have that many people...
I think even if you got the silver plaque, YouTube gives you a little cheddar.
Mm. Well, you get money even if you don't get that much. I mean, you just don't get a lot of money.
Yeah.
But I mean, a matter of like... In the way that, like, fucking Ninja or all these other people were, like, contracted with streaming services or whatever. People contracted with... I should just restart this, because this sucks.
Is it? It's fine.
I'm sorry that I just wanted to make fun of Minecraft Let's Players, and now we're talking this about...
This is fine.
Podcast over.
This is going to be better than any... Like, we have to have a cold... We can't just, like, immediately... It's like rolling out of bed. Sometimes it's funny.
Sometimes it's funny to roll out of bed. Other times...
Sometimes you fall down and laugh, get hurt.
Oh, man.
What?
You just reminded me of Baby Fall
Baby
Down.
Baby Fall Down, Baby Get Hurt.
I thought it was Baby Get Scared, Baby Get Hurt.
No, there was two separate searches. It was Baby Fall Down.
Baby Get Scared.
Then Baby Get Hurt. Then I was going to type in Baby Get Hurt, but Baby Fall Down was still in the search bar. So then it was Baby Fall Down, Baby Get Hurt.
Yeah.
And then separately, it was Baby Get Scared.
Yeah. That was, and we found like several playlists of just people startling and scaring their babies.
Yeah, that was more fucked up than the babies getting hurt.
Of just people just screaming at babies.
Yeah, because most of the time when the baby gets hurt, it's like maybe negligence, but probably accidental. Yeah. But you scream at a baby on purpose.
you don't just happen
to scream at a baby.
I will say there is a comedic level that you have to maintain when you're doing stuff like that. A baby that is merely startled is funny, but a baby that's scared is not funny.
I don't know. People share their videos of like, "Oh, I got this fucking dog," and when you squeeze it, like teeth come out, And then, like, they show it to the baby, and the baby fucking loses its damn mind. Like, people love those videos.
I guess. But I think what Dan's saying, though, which rings true to me, is...
It speaks to my soul.
Is everyone hates it when a baby cries. Like, we're you're biologically tuned as a human to hate that.
But when a baby does that thing where they just go like, whoa. They just rock backwards.
Yeah.
They lose their balance even when they're sitting or lying down somehow.
Oh, yeah. It's like watching a chimpanzee get startled. It's the same energy. Yeah,
it's funny. Yeah. It's always funny. I don't care who you are. I'm calling you out, people who are angry at babies.
You're like, listen, look who's talking. Classic film. Fuck
look
you.
Who's talking too. Come see me outside. I don't fuck with that shit.
Fucking dogs talking. I've seen that before.
Oh, okay. Yeah, real original.
It was Bruce Willis, right? He was the baby? Or am I thinking of...
Look Who's Talking. I think he was the baby. The only thing I remember about Look Who's Talking is the commercial where the baby's at dinner and he looks across the table and there's this lady with huge milkers and he goes, lunchtime.
Yeah. Which is what I've said at several jobs.
You look at your boss's tits, you go, lunchtime. Or you explain, baby.
I'm sorry, I'm thinking of cured meat.
No. What happens is I'm looking at my lunch that I prepared for myself, and then I turn to a guy next to me and go, lunchtime.
And your eyes gets confused. Just at the same level.
And he gets confused, and I go, you know, auga? And he's like, what? And then I explain it, and then I show him a picture of titties, and now I'm just looking at titties on my phone at work.
And because he's Yao Ming height, you're at his breast size. So, like.
And he's the guy from Fight Club, and so he gets offended, and he goes to HR.
I'm just imagining Meatloaf if he was Yao Ming height.
Oh, dude, speaking of Meatloaf, so fucking... My aunt was over at my mother's house a couple days ago, and she's like, Mark, did you hear about Meatball? And I go, what? And she goes, he's dead. I'm like, who the fuck's Meatball? She goes, you don't know Meatball? Mark, you love Meatball. I'm like, you got to be a little more serious.
You mean like the concept of meatballs? Because I do love those. Yeah. And if they're dead, I'm going to mourn them. But like, I'm not quite sure.
She's like, no, bat out of hell. I'm like, oh, you mean Meatloaf? Yeah, he's been dead for months.
Like, just imagine.
Did you love Meatloaf?
I did love Meatloaf.
If he was Yao Ming size, how big those puffy shirts would have been?
Dude, seeing him go nuts on stage and pass out being Yao Ming size.
I mean, he was a large guy. You could probably already see him from the rafters, but like,
was he tall?
No, but he was wide.
He was.
I thought he was tall.
No, dude.
Tall Meatloaf.
Because you got to put him in perspective. Like, if you look at him in a Rocky Horror Picture Show,
he's just.
I don't think anyone gets called loaf if they're like small. I mean, if they're large.
No, but he was large. He was a large guy.
Yeah, but that's the meat part. I'm saying, like, if he was tall. Oh,
what if his name was just Loaf?
I'm just saying.
I would think he's like a bread man.
You don't get a loaf moniker for being like elongated.
That's like true. Short people are loaves.
They're loaves.
If we want to be shitty internet people, corgis are loaves. You know.
No. But
I know. I don't.
People
want
do compare corgis to bread.
I know. I'm sorry. I already regret this. I'm sorry.
Has anyone ever talked about how people don't like animals being called fur babies on a podcast before?
I don't like that.
I hate that.
Everyone hates it. No, it's a joke because
people have talked about
that. That's a
but I'm glad we're all on the same page. Yeah.
You know, I actually kind of like it.
But the puppers, fur babies, all that shit is disgusting.
Doggo. Yeah, I'm a mom of a kid with four legs. I'm like, that means your child's a mutant or you're a fucking liar.
When somebody says fur baby, though, I immediately think of like those old paintings of people with that hair disorder where it's all over their body.
Oh, the Wolfman boy?
Yeah, but it's like from like the 1700s, so it's just a beautiful painting of somebody with hair all over them.
Yeah. Oh. When I hear Furby, I think of this like early 2000s Photoshop of like someone photoshopped a man to have a dog's face and like dog nipples on him. And like it scares me.
Like a Worth 1000 Photoshop.
Yeah.
You know Worth 1000? You know, you remember that?
No.
It was an early like Photoshop website where people would just do like contests to Photoshop things, and it's where a lot of, like, you know, the Mr. Bean baby,
yeah,
that is Mr. Bean's face.
Yeah,
it's originally a worth 1,000.
There we go. Now you learn how fucking face.
You think Mr. Bean was once a baby?
Did I?
Mr. Bean came out of the womb with the eyebrows and nose.
Mr. Bean's an alien.
Did you know that Mr. Bean cucked a guy that was 30 years younger than him?
Yes.
I mean, Rowan Atkinson.
Wait, did you tell me that? I said it
in the Discord. I put it in our Discord.
Okay. But someone told me this like recently, and like I haven't stopped thinking about it since I found it out.
Yeah, because he's actually like a comedian I like, James Acaster. He was dating a woman, and then the woman did a theater show with Mr. Bean, and then like was cheating on James Acaster for a year.
Oh my god!
With Rowan Atkinson,
with Mr. Bean,
with Mr. Bean.
I'm sorry. With Johnny English.
Oh, with the Blackadder himself, with
the Blackadder Generation 1 through 3. Yes.
Yeah, but yeah, Mr. Bean. What was his character's name in Rat Race? Do you remember?
Mr. Bean.
Was he just Mr. Bean?
Monsieur Bean. French Bean.
I remember. Did I try to watch?
But how fucked up? Imagine finding out you were cucked
by the ugliest fucking
general,
guy.
In general.
Oh, yeah,
but no. then being like, it was Mr. Bean.
Yeah, that's gotta be.
That right. Has to be for clout, though. Like to say she fucked Mr. Bean.
Who the fuck would say? Oh, I fucked Mr. Bean.
I don't know. It's a weird brag. Like you're out at the bar and you're like,
this is just how depraved the English are.
Well, no. So I see Mark's point, right? If you are at the bar and Mr. Bean's doing the eyebrow thing to you from across the way, you're gonna let him flick your bean for the story.
For the story.
But you don't love him.
It's like, oh, yeah.
You don't fall in love with him for the bit.
No one could love Mr. Bean.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Bean. Do that almost Yoda sound at me.
Magic.
That's what he did. And it was like magic.
It was like magic.
It's crazy what he did. It's crazy what he did to that painting in the Mr. Bean movie.
Who would win in a fight, Mr. Bean or Ernest?
Oh, dude, Ernest would kick the shit out of Mr. Bean.
Ernest has been to prison.
Yeah, Ernest is shredded and a bi icon. You're telling Mr. Bean's cuck ass is going to fucking tango with
him? Mr. Bean is an alien.
Ernest celebrated.
This is the second time you've said that. Is Mr. Bean an alien? Did I miss this?
In the animated series, they revealed he was
That's not canon.
Well, he's either an alien or an angel. There's one or the other.
I want to believe that.
Of every episode, he falls from the heavens.
It's like Evangelion. He's both.
Mr. Magoo fell out of a plane. He wasn't an alien.
No, Mr. Magoo didn't do that in every single episode. Also, Mr. Magoo was like Cupid once. Like Mr. Magoo was a lot of things.
He was an actor. Mr. Magoo was an actor in universe. He just did a lot of bits. Like,
for one second when you said Mr. Magoo was an actor, I'm like, Mark, Mr. Magoo isn't real.
No, I'm specifically referring to Mr. Magoo Christmas Carol, where it's a play.
He acted one time.
Yeah, but like that was like the bit of the thing, like because
you know
the,
what they say.
No, if you do community theater in one thing,
you
that you're involved,
once, this is, you are an actor. We don't have characters like that anymore.
What, offensive stereotypes of senile old men?
I thought he's just blind.
You're right.
Mr. Bean is... Mr. Bean.
Mr. Beanist.
Mr. Magoo. Mr. Magoo is just legally blind.
That's beanist of you.
I don't... And Mr. Bean is not a human being.
Okay, so this is a better matchup, I think, Mr. McGean. Mr. Magoo versus Mr. Bean.
Mr. Magoo versus
Mr. Magoo Mr. Bean. Is like... It's like Droopy Dog. You can't beat him in a fight.
I think he has like accidental kung fu. You can't stop
Mr. Magoo's going to miraculously see a quarter on the ground and bend over at the right proper time to knock Mr. Bean into like a cement mixer. See,
this is the problem with that specific matchup. Is that they're both extremely passive fighters. They're both a reactionary. They both react.
I don't know. Mr. Bean had a gun once.
Yeah, but everything he did with the gun was accidental.
He turned off the light by shooting at it.
He doesn't initiate. No, he never initiates.
That is true. I think, you know what?
That's why Ernest is interesting, because Ernest is incompetent, but Ernest initiates. Ernest pushes things forward.
Right, you're right.
And I've seen those arms. He's got arms.
He has big arms.
I think if we want to include Magoo, what we do is we put Magoo and Bean on a tag team, and then Ernest needs a partner.
Who's Ernest's
partner? Oh, dude.
Urkel.
No.
No. See, we don't have characters like that anymore that are just bumbling weirdos that aren't cartoons. Like,
yeah. Right. Yeah. I don't want to include like an SNL or Mad TV character. Yeah. Either. It has to be like a character that existed.
We could do like a fucking Steve Martin, Pink Panther. Yeah.
Or the jerk.
Or the jerk. He thinks he's black.
He was black. He was born a poor black child.
That's right. Yeah. And that's...
No, I want the jerk versus the pest. That's what I...
Okay. The jerk versus the pest. And you know what? Yeah, they both had one, that's lower on the card. So I think that makes more sense. I think it does need to be something recurring.
It's lower on the card, Dan
says. Then there's a...
No, what's another Ernest? Well, no,
Inspector Clouseau, I would
say. Oh, Inspector Gadget? No.
Inspector Gadget would win so easily.
Yeah, all the gadgets.
No, he can't do shit without his niece.
You run a woman over in the 90s. Get away with it completely. Starring Godzilla later.
I'm more mad about that one.
I know.
I guess, though. Pink Panther would be the next most...
Yeah, like, it's weird. We don't have another Ernest. I guess, like, maybe Larry the Cable Guy?
No.
Like, oh, no, dude, Madea.
Oh, Madea. So, there was a Madea movie on at work the other day.
But Madea's not bumbling. Madea...
Madea gets into wacky situations.
And Madea has the Ernest effect where it's just like, Madea goes to jail. Madea conquered the Martians. Like, that kind of shit. I don't know if either of those are real, but I'd watch.
Madea goes to jail is real. So, Madea and Ernest both went to prison.
Yeah. And I think they both celebrated Halloween.
Yes, Ernest Scared Stupid and Madea, Boo a Madea Halloween 1 and 2. There were two Madea Halloween.
Those really?
Uh-huh.
That's fucking insane.
So those movies were like one of them was on at work, and it felt like it was like interminable. It felt like a...
Love the vocab work.
It felt like... I've seen long movies. I like long movies, but that felt like it was easily 7 hours.
Also, here's something that I can't believe I'm going to like talk about. Like, okay, so I saw Boo Madea Halloween, right? And
yeah, but one and two.
I actually haven't seen the second one. Yeah. I just know it exists. But the first one, they advertised it like, oh, dude, ghouls are going to attack Madea, and you're going to want to see her get attacked by ghouls. And I was like, I kind of do. But it turns out it's just a bunch of kids playing a prank on Madea. She's not getting attacked by ghouls, but the advertising made it seem like she was, and I was really let down.
Yeah, that's honestly bullshit.
Fucking hate that.
Ernest fought a real fucking monster.
Yeah, it was that like troll with two noses.
Yeah, and he sprayed it with Miak.
What?
You can't say that.
No. No, it was a gag where he found Eartha Kitt gives Ernest a book that says like, the only thing that could defeat the troll is, and it's clearly milk, but like the eye is rubbed out, and he's like, oh, it must be Miak, and then like he goes and finds Miak. He's like, could you believe only one store had Miak? It's a bad joke, but I remember it.
Miak.
Oh, wait. What if it's Ernest and Pee-wee?
Pee-wee went to jail for different reasons.
I'm just thinking of Ernest and Pee-wee both like fighting to mug to the camera while like tagging in, because this is a tag team match, as we established.
Ernest and Pee-wee turn on each other because they start fighting over a box of vintage erotica.
Oh, man. It's crazy that he, like, found child porn.
Well, yeah, he almost went down for CP because he... I bought
like a metric ton of vintage pornography.
Like a crate of porn, and there was some child stuff in there he didn't know about.
I think the kind of person that collects pornography is more perverted than any pornography you can watch.
Yeah, like that's like you don't even have kitschy people like John Waters doing stuff like that. You got to be on a level of kitsch that is clearly borderline illegal.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then he was also jerking off.
It's
in a
porn theater.
It's a porn theater, but that's fucked up
he got caught. I mean, it's not fucked up that.
I mean, that's what they got Fred Willard for.
Yeah, like dude, like people came in and mopped up the cum off the floor of that place because it was Pee Wee Herman. They're like, let's get.
I don't think there's that much to need a mop.
Well, you don't just leave it there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They're running a fucking business there.
No. I mean, I don't think that there's ever going to be that much.
You don't think fucking like
that's just how you clean floor. They're not gonna go in one by one with a fucking dust rag.
No, that's true.
You're just gonna
a guy at a barbershop being like, oh, that's not enough hair for me to use a broom.
I'm gonna pick this one up with my hands. Why go get the fucking mop when I got a good ass mouth right here?
It tastes like seaweed. It's great.
That's the employee of the month right there. All the Manjuilikers that come slide.
We call him the Hoover.
Makes Herbert look like a bitch. Not the president. He's just another employee.
Just another guy that eats cum that we pay. They're just the other old cum-loving bitch that's on our payroll. We pay him $100,000 a year. No Benny's, though. He's gonna get sick.
He like comes up from the floor, wipes his mouth. Oh, I can think of a few benefits.
Literally.
Tripled my protein intake.
My skin looks beautiful.
I'm fucking yoked.
I got cum gutters now. And I'm not just talking about my face.
I have 35 venereal diseases. You know, speaking of porn theaters, I still think about that one scene in New York Ripper where the lady goes to the porn theater and
that's the one with the Donald Duck killer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they meet they just say he sounds like a duck.
Yeah, and he's like, bah, 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 bah,
bah. Yeah. And then it's revealed in the end that he has a sick daughter that he murders for.
Oh yeah, yeah. And she's like, oh, I love this silly duck voice. I remember this.
I like it when you call me on the phone while you're doing murders.
I like it when you call me Big Papa.
But the lady goes to the theater to watch people have sex, and I'm like, that wasn't a thing in the 70s, was it?
Well,
porn theaters?
No.
Women?
Theaters.
Yeah. Women?
For watching other people have sex. I don't think that was
a thing. I don't
think so. That's not just an Italian imagining what New York
is
like.
Wasn't she watching a movie? I mean,
No. It was people on a stage doing it.
Well, I mean, they had the thing where you would go and, like, pay to watch like a live girl.
Oh yeah, like the pennies.
That was that, but no. It was like a theater, and then there were people on a stage, and there was a bed on the stage.
Probably not. I mean, we're talking about like what an Italian guy thought 70s New York looked like.
Yeah,
and 70s New York was fucked up, but like I don't know.
Was it that fucked up?
Man? It was. I mean, it was pretty fucked up, but.
It's so crazy that there are still people who leave comments on, like, disco videos and stuff. Like, I remember the real New York. I remember back when you couldn't go 5 feet without thinking of somebody 2 steps behind you who's going to stab you in the cock.
Thanks, Grandpa. I'd walk
a mile for Quaaludes. Now, that's a good video. You've seen that video,
yeah.
Right? Okay.
Back in my day, you used to have to walk 3 miles both ways in the snow and rain just to get your ass eaten out by by a guy in Times Square.
Fucking Rudy Giuliani making New York not cool anymore. that's the kind of, like, a guy who would, like definitely voted for Trump and, like, everything, but hated Rudy Giuliani because he made New York not cool anymore.
New York style, like, Republicans are the most insane people in America.
Yeah, I could see. Yeah.
New York
sounds right.
A New York City conservative is is by far the most insane person you can ever fucking meet. Because, like, they are more right wing than Trump, but they're like, oh, Trump, he ruined this fucking city. And, like, they'll go on like that, and like, Giuliani, oh well, don't get me started on him. The only good thing he did was 9/11, and then they don't qualify what they mean by that. Yeah, like,
after 9/11, moron.
That was like when my brother and I were making fun of Steve Buscemi one day, and my brother goes, "Ha! I helped with 9/11," and I was like, "Steve Buscemi did not like," and he's like, "He helped clean up," and I was like, "Oh my god, I had a move." My brother was accusing Steve Buscemi.
Buscemi was not in the Bush administration at the time.
But you can't trust a guy with spaghetti eyes.
You gotta explain spaghetti eyes.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't get that one.
Oh, you don't know spaghetti
eyes? I don't know spaghetti eyes.
So, well, you know, I think the teaser of spaghetti eyes is how I'll do our introduction, because I'm gonna have to reference someone who's not even on this podcast in order to explain
who's gonna
spaghetti
become,
eyes.
Who's gonna become, I feel, or a running character.
Yeah. But the unofficial fourth member. We should say who we are, because it's been 25 minutes.
Right? Oh yeah, I mean, we've name dropped all of our names once. I think
I think
clues.
We just said Dan.
I'm Dan, also known as Kai. I do art on Twitter. I'm at psychic_driving@twitter.com. My social security number is 1234567 8 9.
I'm Mark. I don't use social media for anything other than to upload my cosplay and follow big armed women on Instagram. So I'm not going to share my info, but I'm here with my friends and I like talking about stuff.
I am your main host and producer, Steve. You can find me on all things at Rude Speaker. I got Twitter stuff going on, and I got some music on Spotify and whatnot. You may also have known me from the now defunct horror podcast, The Groovy Little Spook Show, the most racist horror podcast in America. My co-host of that quit for personal reasons, which is very fine and cool, and no one's mad. And now I'm starting this podcast, and you may have gotten redirected from there, or this may be uploaded there. I don't know. There's things, but we have officially decided on a name 20 minutes ago, and the name of this podcast is A Husband Convent. And so, yeah, enjoy. Now I'm going to tell you about spaghetti eyes.
There you go.
That was, I hated that. because on the old podcast, I was usually not the guy to do that stuff.
Now you have to do
now
it.
I'm gonna be the guy to do that.
You're in charge.
Mm-hmm. Oh man. So we all have a mutual friend, Pat, AKA, Ratters.
No one calls him Ratters.
That's his Green Street hooligan's name is Ratters. So Pat was Pat has several times tried to make like several like slang neologisms fit and stick, like wave cheese, which is what he tried to call pizza
one time
but was like really adamant about it.
Yeah. So wave cheese. The first time I heard it, I thought he was like referring to like a hairstyle.
I literally didn't know what he meant at all.
No,
it was completely.
That's fucking psychotic. I love that.
So one day he was talking about a celebrity, and an actor, and he couldn't remember the actor's name or whatever, and he was describing him. He goes, you know, he's got spaghetti eyes. And again, just drops this as if it's like a phrase. And I'm like, what did your mom? It's like one of those things where you find out, it's like, oh, well, that's what my parents have been calling whatever for generations.
Yeah.
For generations.
And we're like, what the fuck is that? And so he's like, well, here, let me show you, because we're trying to, he's like, can't describe it. So he searches, and after like a couple minutes.
I think it was Ray Liotta, wasn't it?
No.
No?
You can let me tell the story.
Okay.
After several minutes, and again, this is in, we're in the information age, baby. Like, he has a phone. It took several minutes. He hands his phone over, and he has a Google image of Steve Buscemi. And so I'm like, okay. And he goes, you know, like when like an old, like an Italian guy gets old and his eyes get droopy and wet. And you're like, I'm like, I guess, I mean, you're kind of only describing Steve Buscemi, but like, I get what you're saying. But then I notice, I'm like, what the fuck? This guy's on like, there's a bunch of random images around. There's like a picture of the I'm the Captain Now guy. And like, and then there's a picture of like John Leguizamo, which is funny because, again, we've mentioned both Steve Buscemi and John Leguizamo already.
Yeah.
And like a couple random other people. I'm like, what the fuck did he search? So I'm scrolling. He's on like the 16th page of results. I'm like, what the fuck? So I go back to the first page and look at this, at what he searched. Since Dan knows this, but Mark doesn't. Okay. Mark, do you have any guess what he searched to find this?
I'm going to guess.
He did not search SpaghettiOs, okay, by the way.
I'm going to guess that he put in like glassy, droopy eyes or like a sad Italian face.
That would make a lot of sense. No, he typed in celebrity.
Just the word celebrity.
He just typed in the word celebrity.
Well, that
into Google and just searched until he found the guy he was looking for. Didn't search white actor. Didn't even search actor. Any celebrity will do.
You know, here's the thing, though. I gotta give Steve Buscemi credit. He's pretty high on the page list.
But so is the fucking... So is the... I'm the Captain Now guy. Like, why was he on page 16 of celebrity?
That's a lot of celebrities you're beating out.
Yeah.
Oh, my fucking... I'm trying...
You know what's really... It's just the persistence. Because you think by page 8, you're like, I should refine my search. You know? This is a Boolean search engine. It's got capabilities. Maybe I should put like not black or white celebrity even, you know, like not to be racist, but I mean,
my fucking God,
think about all the people he passed saying, no, that they don't have spaghetti eyes. No, they don't. Have
not even like Adam Sandler's friend, you know, or anything.
Human version of Randall.
Yeah, there you go.
Nothing. Just
that one guy from fucking Billy Madison. Yeah. Like, oh, that's yeah. So fucking
fellow kids meme guy. Yeah. You know, anything.
You fucking. If you told me that story was anybody else, I would not be laughing as hard. But like, that's such a pat thing to do, yeah, to just put in the word celebrity to be. I don't remember the guy's name. I know he's a celebrity.
What do I know about him? Celebrity. Spaghetti eyes. Can't explain that. Let's go for descriptor number two. Oh, it's celebrity. Let's go. Type it in.
Oh my God, I am fucking crying.
You gotta wonder if he got to page 15. He's like, all right, he's got to be next.
I'm losing hope here. Spaghetti eyes.
Or maybe he went straight to 16 and like, that's about, that's just gonna fit for him.
Gotta be
spaghetti
there.
Eyes sounds like he was trying to invent the racial slur.
Yeah, it does.
No, it's very bad. Well, it's not bad. That's the crazy thing. It just sounds.
It sounds bad.
It sounds, yeah.
It sounds like, yeah, it might be a cool slur for like a
isolate the audio. A cool slur.
It might be a cool slur for like a half Japanese, half Italian guy.
You can have that one.
Yeah, you don't think so?
No, I don't think so at all.
What would be a cooler slur?
That's a trap, Dan.
Checkmate.
Do your parents know you're gay?
This also, for some reason, this reminds me. It doesn't remind me. It's just a story I wanted to tell. I was sitting in my car at lunch from work today, and we have like We're in like a small little like industrial complex. So there's like another business in front of me, which is actually like not a business. It's an Albanian American cultural center. And so there's like a little strip of like manicured grass or whatever. And there's like homes and apartments nearby. So every once in a while, you'll get freaks who go for walks through like this industrial like park. It's not, I want to say an industrial. Yeah. I mean, it's like a, there's a bunch of businesses that have lots that are like connected and like just like separated by little patches of grass. So there's no walkways or anything. You're just like walking in a company's parking lot. Mm. Which is fucking crazy.
People
right?
do that at my
they do that at my job too.
Yeah. I just think that I think that's fucking nuts to begin with. But fair enough, whatever. So I'm kind of inured to that, right? Mm-hmm. So I see this guy, now he has a dog. I'm like, that's next level. I've never seen people bring dogs here, because as far as I know, the apartment complex across the street doesn't allow dogs in there, right? So I see this guy walking his dog, and he's walking around with his dog for like 10 fucking minutes. Finally, the dog takes a shit.
Finally!
Right in front of my car. So I watch him pick up the shit.
Smear it on your car.
And he just eats it. No. He takes the shit, walks around with the dog a little more, then walks over to a garbage can that's up against my building next to like lunch tables. Puts the dog shit in that garbage can and then walks away. Already I'm incensed. I'm like, if you're here with your dog, you got to be nearby. Why, you know, take your fucking shit home with you. Like, you just put shit in a garbage can next to lunch tables at like noon. Like, yeah. Like I think that's rude. Right. And so I'm already getting incensed.
So you go out there and you teach a dog.
I teach it.
You show the man's face. And
kill that fucking dog. No, I see this guy then. He walks over to this car. He opens the car door.
And shit pours out.
And puts the dog in the car. And then he gets in the driver's seat. And he drives the car.
So he came to your industrial.
He drove to a business to walk a dog, let the dog shit, throw out the shit at the business, and leave.
So now what if he was like on a road trip and he's like, this looks like a good place.
Well, that's the thing. I'm just like, the more I think about it, the more like like mad I get. And like not just like mad in the English sense, you know? Like I start to go a little loopy. Because I'm like, the fucking decision-making process. It's not that I think that like, oh no, my wage slave job plays two. That's sacred grounds. You can't be shitting there. It's not that. It's a matter of what, like, thinking, like, could I ever decide to get in my car with my dog, drive to a business, and take my dog for a walk there?
And that's weird.
So, like, my work.
And then have the gall and not have the social anxiety that if my dog shits, which already I'd be mortified about. Anyone seeing that, like, I brought a dog to shit at this business.
Let alone a dog that can shit.
Then take that shit and just brazenly put it in their garbage.
What were you going to say?
Well, I was just going to say that my work on Fridays, we call it the dog days of summer. We get the people bring their dogs into work. Each week, one person gets to bring it. So not like all the dogs are at work. But each day, we have a new dog at work. Or each Friday, I should say. And, like, those dogs go outside and they shit and people pick up the dog shit. And they throw them in, like, a trash can. But, like, not the trash can near where people eat. Not the trash can at noon. Like, they do it, like, at, like, 3 o'clock when, like, everyone's inside working. Like,
dogs are timed to shit at 3 o'clock?
I mean,
I think that if you bring your dog to work, even if it's allowed, you should be forced to put the dog shit in a bag. I'll let you have that.
On your desk.
In your car.
In your car.
Let it get hot.
In a hot day, let your car just stink up.
Let it
up.
Get real hot.
Ugh.
I hate people that have dogs.
I think it was our whole doggo audience.
I should qualify that more. I don't hate people that have dog. I hate the dog owner mentality. Mm.
It's very you just kind of assume the world will bend to your will.
Yeah,
you
it's fucking crazy. I already get like so incensed at like mothers who are like think that their, you know, kids are the most important things in the world to anyone other than them. When you do that with like a thing that like can't even read.
Like if you have a gray parrot that can hold a conversation, a dog,
a facsimile of a conversation,
you know, it's like talking to a child, but still, it's you know, better than talking to a dog that can't even
answer. No, it's not, because I hate talking to children. I'd rather something that didn't talk than something that talked to me in like the most annoying way possible.
Yeah, I'm with Steve on this one.
I like birds. So.
I like birds.
Birds are fine. I hate kids though.
I like, yeah, exactly.
Kids suck.
Losing our kid audience.
Good.
I was talking to, I don't remember who I was talking about this with the other day.
Just imagine a 12-year-old listening to this. Oh man, they mean me. Oh, I really liked the part where they talked about Ernest.
I'm like, fuck you.
But like, I was talking about this with someone the other day, and my girlfriend got mad at me because I presented this dichotomy, right? Which is like why I think cats are better than dogs. And it's because when you, on the base level, when you meet a cat, you're meeting a cat as equals, right? The cat has to, the cat may never respect you, mm-hmm. but it will form a bond with you and it can do its own thing and whatever. Dogs are basically your slave. Like, they are an entire... We talked about this when we tried to record this before.
Did we?
Well, sort of.
Okay. I was thinking about it.
Dogs were, like, as a species, and then we developed them to be more perfect slaves.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because then we talked about the dog and the wheel.
Yeah. There's this thing called a turnspit dog that used to exist. Which is this little freak dog that had bent ass legs that could barely like breathe. And what you did was you put it in a giant hamster wheel above a medieval fire so that it would evenly roast a pig, because it would spin it and it would roast evenly.
I love this. And then once
you stopped needing
this is my favorite part.
A giant wheel to eat, then the dogs died.
No, what? Didn't they also use the dogs as footrests? Oh, right,
yes. Yes, they used the dogs as footrests and foot warmers in church. But then once people, you know, invented a stove and also invented the Enlightenment, where people stopped being idiots and stopped going to church, these little freak dogs just died and they don't exist. They invented
Enlightenment.
Anymore. They invented it.
What do you think is the worst pet?
Pitbull.
I would say pug.
Pitbull.
Still two types of bad dogs.
It's a pitbull, bar none. See, and that's the same thing, though. And that's the same thing, though. When people argue that, like, oh, well, pitbulls are nice. I'm sure you have, like, a nice pitbull, right? Just like I'm sure that your dad that's a cop isn't a fascist. Like, it's the same thing. But I'm sure you have a nice pitbull. But you can't get away from the fact that they were literally bred to be fighting animals, and not in like the racist way of like you always see pit bulls in black and Latino neighborhoods that like old white guys try to peddle. Like, no, they were invented. Again, most breeds of dogs were literally invented. Yeah. They were invented by the British to be fighting dogs.
As a joke
against God.
No, that's what the pug is. That's why I say the pug's the worst, because the pug cannot exist without the intervention of human.
Well, that's the entire, pretty
human.
Much
human,
human. But that's basically the entire, like, you know, all species of dog are basically like that at this point.
Yeah, but like pugs can't close their eyes, so like they get all infected and
they
like
can't close their eyes.
There's
they
pugs can't, that can't close their eyes. Yeah.
Their what eyes the are so fuck? Big and disgusting.
I know they have like their fucked up soft palate thing.
Yeah, and
like,
then their gross ridges, but where if you don't clean out their ridges, then they get infectal bacteria in their ridges and they die. Like everything about the pug, it's begging to die, and we won't let the pug die.
Yeah.
And then people are like, oh, my cute little thug. I'm like, shut the f- that's a disgusting beast.
Yeah.
And you should be ashamed of yourself.
disgusting beasts and how to kill them.
And the thing is, since they're small, they're going to live forever.
Yeah. And they don't get dog cancer, but then like good dogs, like fucking golden retrievers, get dog cancer like all the time.
Yeah.
What's the best kind of dog?
Best kind of dog?
See, like, there are dogs that are, like, smarter because they have a lot of the old wolf traits, like huskies, some type of Shiba.
See, I like dachshunds. I think dachshunds a good dog.
They're another joke dog.
I know, but I like them. I understand.
It's a good joke.
They were created to hunt like fucking rabbits and shit that have little holes. So they shove this silly dog body in the hole to get him. But like now, like if you could train a dachshund to be pretty, I mean, most people don't. They just let them become fat, disgusting little tuna rolls. But fucking like you could train dachshunds to be pretty like athletic and like do flips and shit. And like they're smart dogs. Yeah,
they're smart for small dogs.
Yeah, they're very smart. And like I like a long haired dachshund is such like a cute dog. Like I like that dog. It can function. Like if I let a long haired dachshund live in the woods, it might have a chance.
It would not.
I think I said it might. Like
that's something. And the problem is any like bred dog will die in the wilderness.
Yeah. It's got to be like a very robust, barely changed dog.
Oh, yeah. So like a husky.
The only way it would have to literally be like the pinnacle of like genetics of that dog. And
the ubermensch of dog.
Yeah. And just and like as a puppy, just be like left in a cave. And then it just managed to survive somehow.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it just becomes gigantic. It becomes big and feral from birth. And it has, like, no human interaction. See,
gigantic dachshund.
Like, I'm not even that big of a cat person, but I know that most cats can just, if you leave them outside, they're going to
just go feral.
Yeah, they're just going to be fine. You know what makes me sad, though, to think about? So with dogs, that's a created problem. Pigs, though, I feel bad for pigs.
Why?
Why?
They're delicious.
They're smart, and people buy, like, teacup pigs thinking that's a real thing.
Ugh.
When it's not.
Yeah. Well,
it's
people not do that with all kinds of... I mean...
I guess that's true.
People do that with kids.
People do... Like goats?
Yeah. Yes, but also human children.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Like, oh, this little Chinese kid's going to be so cute.
Then he grows up to be a...
Yao Ming.
I was going to say, then he grows up to be a goat.
Then he grows up to...
Don't you hate it when you adopt a kid and he turns into an animal?
The opposite problem of what we were talking about before. You adopt a Chinese kid, and he grows up to be a meatloaf-sized Yao Ming.
See, though, that's a good problem to have. He's talented. He's good at singing. He can ball.
He's 5'1", and he's 7 feet wide.
That's a linebacker right there. There you go.
Dude, just have that guy as a goalie. Just perfect. Sing. Oh, man.
There you go.
His body's just covered in welts from all the pucks that hit it.
I can't believe that we're just so... The thing is, you can't talk about dogs without also sounding like an evil racist person. No, just how dog breeding works.
Oh, yeah, no, it's vile.
You can't talk about it without sounding like a Flash Gordon villain. I bred this thing to kill and to have trouble breathing.
Yeah, like one of my friends, his bulldog was like perfect genetics, so like they had her as like a breeding dog, and like I'm like, that's, don't tell me this is evil.
Well, that's the thing, like, and without making it like this way too dark, but like what people act like is super cool and normal when they go to like, oh, I want to get this, you know, pure blood German Shepherd. That's like literally what, like,
I want to have this eugenics experiment in my
house. Yeah. That's literally though what like guys did in the slave trade.
That's, yeah.
It's bad.
Like,
but
let
again,
me,
they
let me be clear here, people. Evil.
Dogs can't talk, so it's okay.
Yeah.
Imagine though, it's like, listen, this is, check, we made a new breed of dog. It's called the football player.
Imagine the types of horrible limbs the dog would need to be able to play football.
Do you think it would just have a really big mouth? Well, it's got to throw it.
It's got to throw
it. The description of horrible limbs.
It's got to have a real thick skull to maintain all that contact?
Well, here, oh, no.
Well, no, is this, are we doing?
Let's, okay, no, if we're going to be serious about this, the reality is you would have a different breed of dog for every position.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Imagine the kicker dog just has one real big foot. Oh, man.
It's like a disgusting Sebulba dog where it's like long, spindly front legs to move forward, and then back legs are just feet. Just giant.
The one that's really throwing me is the quarterback, though. No pun intended.
How's
the dog gonna throw?
Well, if we look at the if we look at the documentary Air Bud Golden Receiver where he played football.
Yeah, but he was a receiver.
I believe he also threw the ball.
No. Well, there's like.
I mean, a dog can lateral, but I mean. We throw wideouts, then what are we talking about? I don't see how a dog that's got four legs and a mouth makes forward throws.
Maybe they can only pass.
Whip their head in like a direction with the ball in its mouth.
Oh, like a greyhound with a long neck, just like whipping it like a giraffe?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Or like, you know, it would have to have the snout of a borzoi.
Oh, it would have,
So it's like a claw like.
No, grip. I think a long neck dog is along the lines, because then the dog can pull its head upward
and look up
and look up and then snap down.
I know that's pigs that can't look up. Also, I don't know if that's true.
People always say dogs can't look up. I'm like, that's fucking the dumbest thing I've ever heard. You're taller than dog. Dog looks up at you. Shut up.
Yeah, I saw my dog look up at me all the time.
Yeah, buddy was good. He looked up.
That's the mark of a good dog right there.
Hey, listen, look up. I walk into the pond, into the pound. Dog don't look up, put it down.
I walk into the pond. There's no dogs in this pond. It's a water dog right there.
If it can't look up, it's getting put down.
Yeah, I'm real happy with that. I came up with that on the spot.
See, okay, so.
It's the motto. That's the PETA's motto.
You know, a dog that
they kill more dogs than like people
than people.
They probably kill more dogs than people. Yes, I agree. That's probably true.
It makes you think.
If PETA killed more people, then we'd be taking this more seriously. That's what I'm saying.
PETA sucks.
I like PETA bread.
He was my least favorite Hunger Games character. are those movies? Those movies are done, right?
No, there's a new one coming out.
Are you serious?
I am very serious.
Really?
Yeah, no,
I thought that was over.
No, in like 2024, I believe we're getting the Hunger Games and the Black Crusade or some shit.
The Hunger Games conquer the Eye of the Eye of Terror.
Hunger Games Frostmourne.
Oh man,
Is that when Avatar 2 is going to come out too? Isn't it?
Hell yeah!
I thought that was next year.
Is it?
Yeah, I think it was
Avatar 2. This time there's water.
Yeah.
I fucking hate Avatar.
I'm ambivalent towards it. I hope there's a new big cool mech. I hope there's a new big cool robot costume in it. Robot costume.
I thought Avatar was shit until the porn parody.
The big robot had the big combat.
The big
knife.
Robot had the big knife. I mean, come on. How cool was that?
It was dope. It's dope as hell. It had a big gun and it had big combat.
Yeah, but
shorts.
It had a big knife.
That's dope as hell. See, that's the thing about James Cameron is he, since the beginning of his career, when he was modeling
puts tits, big knives in everything.
When he was modeling tits on that Roger Corman spaceship, he was like, let me just put what I think is cool in movies.
Mm.
Either that or like. The inspiration for Terminator was he was having like a fever dream. He was very sick, and he had the dream of the T-900 just coming out of the flames at him. And he's like, "I'm gonna make that into a movie,"
and it was dope. It was cool.
You think
that movie's so funny to watch? It's still really good, but it's so funny to watch now because it's like the Terminator literally uses a phone book for half the movie.
Well, he doesn't have. You'd think
there's no internet for him to access.
You'd think they'd have that in his mental logs or something. They really sent that guy in with nothing,
and he still got pretty close.
You know, give the Terminator some credit here.
Oh, come on, guys.
I watched one of those, like, dumbass YouTube videos.
Where, I watched one of these fucking YouTubes.
You seen one of these?
You hear about one of these YouTubes?
And it was, no, but it was one of these, like, two nerds talking about who would win in a fight. Like,
yeah, like we just did earlier.
Yeah, but we did it in clearly original way.
And also, there were three of us.
You're right. Yeah, we had exactly. The numbers game on our side.
Yeah. But it was Terminator RoboCop.
Well, that's a real comic.
That's a real RoboCop.
No, but it was like who would actually win, like in a real fight, not like the bullshit where RoboCop gets replicated into Skynet bullshit that's in the comic.
So,
book.
Are you talking about Death Battle?
Yeah.
Yeah. So RoboCop wins, and yeah. I agree with their logic. And
I also that's all I wanted to say too.
Yeah.
RoboCop is a
great RoboCop's a fucking beast, dude. Yeah. Like Terminator, those are strong units. RoboCop's a one man army. That's what I'm saying.
He was also crucified like Christ.
I can't believe RoboCop came in here and died for our sins.
It is amazing that the whole movie is like Verhoeven is like making a Christ metaphor out of Murphy.
Oh, it's like literally almost every Verhoeven that is movie. Yeah.
Hold on, RoboCop.
Johnny Rico is Christ.
Well, there's the was it the third one or the second one of Starship Troopers?
Well, I mean,
that's very religious.
I don't remember, but Verhoeven had nothing to do with any of the sequels.
No, he didn't. I heard some of them are pretty good. I heard the second one's not great.
What are we talking about? Oh, right.
And then RoboCop?
Starship Troopers.
I was like, I remember RoboCop 2. It was good.
Yeah, RoboCop 2 was good. RoboCop 3 was not good.
Oh, RoboCop 3 sucks.
Which one
was
the one with the Yakuza that had the
That's RoboCop 3.
Face.
It's RoboCop 3.
Yeah.
That was the one with the smart kid.
No, that's RoboCop 2 is with the smart kid.
Oh.
RoboCop 2 at
no,
the smart
RoboCop
kid.
No, RoboCop 3 has the kid that hacks Ed
209. Oh, that smart kid. Yeah. I thought you meant the kid that was like a gangster.
Yeah, no, fucking kid. Mobster Child is like so dumb I have to like
it. Yeah. No, Mobster Child's cool.
Fucking so
robot addicted to heroin is also like
oh fucking RoboCop 2 the
RoboCop
character
2, the character yeah.
I love him.
The villain of the second one was Tom Noonan, right? And he had that like nose ring and a weird beard.
Yeah.
And then he just becomes a brain in a jar that they put in RoboCop 2.
Yep.
He becomes a PS1 graphic.
No, that was a stop motion.
He has a screen that has his face
that shows like his horny growling
and it's
face.
Like yeah it's like a lawnmower man ass like PS1
it's great
graphic.
Because like they're like RoboCop 2 get in here and like the face comes out and he sees like a sexy woman he's like and then he realizes he can't do anything because he's a fucking dreadnought from Warhammer.
he's got like the fucking sound waves from the if you put a CD in a PS1 for
yeah
the face.
Hell yeah, that's awesome. See, I've tried watching Lawnmower Man like three separate times, and I forget. One,
gotta,
it's like 2.5 hours
you
long.
You got to watch the extended cut, which is 3 hours long.
Oh, my God.
And two, it's...
It's not good.
It's listen, folks.
It's Powers for Algernon.
It's Powers for Algernon. That's right. Oh, man. I remember being so bummed about.
I didn't get enough. I didn't get enough credit for
that. that was funny, but I'm not
really good. Supposed to laugh at the jokes of the podcast.
It's crazy.
Listen, my head went light from the fucking story about the spaghetti eyes, all right?
It's crazy that Pixar made...
I'm never laughing again.
I cannot. I will die.
It's crazy that Pixar made a movie of Flowers for Algernon.
I thought you were going to say Pixar made Lawnmower Man.
Called Ratatouille.
Oh, dude. Ratatouille's so good, but not half as good as Ratatouille, baby.
Speaking of K-holes.
I've never done ketamine, but that's what watching that movie is what it's like.
Marcel Toying, Ratatouille.
Oh, man.
That movie...
I think
we were like,
haha, let's just watch this as a joke. And then
something from you. You'll never get it back.
Felt drained after watching Ratatouille.
Somewhere, some sort of fucking like energy vampire is sitting in his castle jerking off to what he got from you.
Some
it made
Brazil.
Me want to like, yeah, get do like cosmic evil to everyone that lives in Rio de Janeiro.
See, there's, and the thing is that there's like every single Pixar movie has its own Brazilian knockoff that's exactly like,
oh yeah, man. Not even just Pixar, like other stuff too. Like Happy Feet had Tappy Toes, and I watched that in college when like we were trapped inside due to like a hurricane or some shit, and like I wanted to throw up watching that movie. It was painful.
It's so weird because they don't even go, I guess because it's Brazil and they have like $2 to make movies like this. It's like they don't even go the like the asylum route of like Transmorphers or whatever, yeah, where it's like this is vaguely the same and we kind of like just steal the plot line because we don't need to waste any time.
Yeah.
It's like the only thing the same about
is the title
is like the title and the fact that there's a mouse who's in a kitchen, not even a cook, just like in near a kitchen.
Yeah.
And it's his own restaurant. There's no human characters. It's
Marcel, yeah, he's already Tog. Winning.
Marcel, he's already Marcel winning. Tog. It's just like Chef.
It's psychotic. Characters like people like died. In Ratatouille.
Did they die? I don't
yeah.
see like I
don't you
I remember the experience. Remember
someone got hit by like a fan?
I remember
like they're like doing like they do black ops in like into like a rival kitchen.
I remember
don't look
that,
at me, yeah. You could tell me anything and I'd believe you.
See, like I remember the experience and the feeling of watching it, but like if I was to try to pull specific things other than Ratatouille, Marcel Toy. Like I can't do it. I just can't. Yeah, and it never explains what Ratatouille is.
It was the name of the restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that doesn't.
He made.
I know that doesn't mean anything. It just.
And all the food was like dirt. It was like dirt and grime. Like it was all like it wasn't like.
It's what rats would eat.
Yeah, he wasn't making nice dishes. He was all making like. Fucking! This is dead bug gumbo. Excuse me, there's a celery in my dead bug gumbo.
There's gumbo with my dead bug.
You sounded like fucking Jaleel White, Sonic the Hedgehog. excuse me, Robotnik.
Did they still have him voicing?
No, he hasn't Sonic voiced. He hasn't voiced Sonic in years.
Not even in like the generations.
Jaleel, is that Urkel?
Yeah, that's Urkel. The last time Jaleel voiced Sonic was in the Sonic fan film, guest starring the Nostalgia Critic.
Oof.
I hate all of those guys.
Oh, yeah. They're fucking shite.
You did it again.
Shite.
Just like when you said bollocks.
I know. I can't help it. I like silly words.
It's not a silly... Okay, you know what? We're going to just backtrack. Yeah, I don't like those people either.
You're not an Angry Joe fan, dude.
Oh, I love the Irate Gamer. Well, they're just all those people are like a relic of like the old internet now. They still exist, yeah. But like that kind of guy isn't doing it anymore because the kind of work required is too much, and also and, like, they just do streaming.
It evolved now. Into like newer, more cursed things, like you know VTubers.
I don't think
VTubers is just people riffing, and then there's a cartoon on the screen. It's not,
I mean, VTubers are fucked up, but I don't think that, like, I don't think it's quite the same, because, like, you had, like, this, like, early internet, like, early YouTube, I shouldn't say early internet, early YouTube thing of, like, people trying to, like, make content that, like, what I think what Dan was kind of alluding to is make content that had, like, a degree of value to it. Where now you can just like make whatever and people will watch it. Like you don't need to put that like kind of effort into it.
Yeah, we have reaction videos.
Yeah, so I think it's very rare that like I think it's like crazy that like guys like Red Letter Media are still popular.
Yeah, well because they have like I'm not going to say established character, but they have a kind of character.
No, and they have an established fan base, but it's also they've stayed consistent in what they're doing. They've like gotten better production values and shit over time.
Yeah, yeah.
But like they never like went like what fucking Mark was talking about, like angry video game nerd like movies and shit, like
yeah.
You know, like the fucking, you know, all those fucking freaks that like moved out into shit more. Also, did you know that the Angry Orange bought Smosh?
That's crazy.
The annoying orange bot
smash. Oh, whatever the fuck, yeah.
That wasn't the, like, correct, shit. Like, excuse
me. Oh, you mean the annoying orange.
No,
I was listening to something the other day and they said that, and I don't really want to talk about it. I just think it's crazy.
I mean, the sentence alone is wild.
Yeah.
You know, Angry Video Game Nerd is a New Jersey native.
Really? Where?
I don't know.
He drops by my friend Leo's retro game store, like, all the time.
Just close it.
Just burn it down.
I think James is fine. He's not a bad person like the other guys. Because he's, like, not part of, like, Channel Awesome or, like, those criminals. AVGN's definitely, like, a relic of the past, but I don't think he's hurting nobody.
All his movies are so stupid.
AVGN?
Yeah.
I didn't know he did any other than the AVGN movie.
He did, like, three others.
No, he did, like, a couple.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, like, listen, like, he's just, like, a dude who's, like, a big nerd for movies, so that makes sense that he'd make movies, but that doesn't mean he'd be good at movies.
They should put him in jail.
He's not lying. He is a nerd.
Oh, you are the living end.
He looks like Jared.
Fogel?
No. Yeah.
No, he doesn't.
Well, he does. I mean, in, like, a nebulous white guy kind of way.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to pull up Jared Fogel.
Yeah. And I thought you were showing me a picture of Jared Fogel.
Subway.
Yes, no, not
like not with the big pants.
what do you think he's doing now?
Jared?
He's in jail.
Is he still in jail?
Yeah.
That's good.
He ain't gonna be in jail like forever.
That's good. It's good
that he's gonna be a forever jail style guy. It says this motherfucker's from Philadelphia.
Sure.
They look exactly the same.
They
look exactly the same.
Hey, let me see. It's
kind of rough.
They look exactly the same. I can't believe you were so vehemently.
Yeah, no, here's the thing.
Do you not just have like a picture of Jared Fogel just rotating in your mind's eye?
No.
How are you going to know if he attacks?
It's like Rambo style. Rambo style. You have to know your enemy.
I think I'm too old for Jared at this point.
And say he's going to attack you.
Oh, you're right.
You got to defend the weak.
Jared, where's the trend? When I see a man whose pants don't fit him clawing after children, I'll know who to stop.
This Wikipedia byline is rules.
For Angry Video Game?
No, for Jared. Jared Fogel, American convicted sex offender and former Subway spokesman.
I'm glad that they put the worst thing first, so you're not like...
And?
You really wonder, like, when do you think they knew? Because they had to know before it got out.
Oh, they knew like when Quiznos shut down and they were like, we did it. We defeated our enemies. But Jared's like,
I have a confession.
I'll take you down with me.
Remember that ad campaign that Quiznos had about those weird bug-eyed monkeys?
They were called something.
They were called like Spaz Potatoes or something.
No, they were not. It's not what they were called.
Look up.
I know that's not what they were called.
I don't know why you're so mad about that.
That also says, much like spaghetti, eyes, like, that sounds like a slur for something that doesn't exist.
That's what you call an Irishman with the palsy.
Oh. Quiznos mascot. Okay, we're looking him up.
Well, while they look this up, Jared's official charges were traveling to engage in illicit
Sponge sexual... Monkey. Their names were Sponge Monkeys. Monkey. I'm sorry that I was...
You used a slur.
Is that a slur?
Spaz, technically.
Oh, I did not know that. I'm sorry.
Don't apologize. It's dumb that people think that's a slur.
Okay, yeah. I was going to say, I thought that was just like a silly word.
You've done this before.
You've done that before.
I know.
We're not gonna say what
it
was.
I'd love to say it.
No, that one I was like, I saw Gran Torino. I'm like, ha ha ha, what a funny.
Okay, the movie. Okay, that... first, I thought you just heard it from, like, a guy. I didn't know that's what it was from.
This is a bit, Dan. I didn't go into Gran Torino and
think... The slur rhymes with clipper shed.
No, I heard it from a guy, and then after you guys are like, yeah, and then I watched Gran Torino, I'm like, oh.
And then okay. You said it a lot more.
No!
And now you're like, now I'm going to use this right.
No, but I like to imagine...
I don't want people to correct me.
I think it's funny to imagine somebody seeing Gran Torino having no idea, like, just... A complete like absence of knowledge of racism. Yeah, there's words that Clint Eastwood are saying. They sure are crazy. I'm gonna use these in my vocabulary.
What a wacky old man.
Gran Torino as a comedy.
What were you saying about Jared before I said Sponge Monkey?
Oh, just saying that That hey, that also does sound like a...
That's the name of the mascot.
Yeah, but that does sound...
It does sound bad.
Yeah. And it was also like spelled as Spong. Spong monkey.
Spong?
No, was it?
S-P-O-N-G.
Spongo?
And then monkey. There's no E in the end, like the word Spong.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
It's like Spong monkey, which also sounds really bad.
Yeah,
that sounds like an Australian slur.
It does. Yeah, I was
Oi, Spongo!
Oh.
Stop that. It does,
yeah.
No, Jared was charged for traveling to engage in illicit sexual conduct with a minor. And the distribution and receipt of child pornography. But, yeah, traveling, that's fucked up. So he was sentenced to 15 years and 8 months in prison and a lifetime of supervised release.
This is what happened when you don't dribble the ball.
What?
It's traveling.
Oh, Jesus. I thought you were referring to the crimes Jared did as dribbling the ball. And I was like, that's evil. Get out.
That does sound bad, I guess.
No, those kids that he traveled to fuck dribbled his balls.
Stop.
No, they didn't. That's the good thing.
We don't know that.
They didn't do that, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Oh, you think the guy? You think this guy only like tried to go fucking like an Asian? Well, this guy tried to go do Asian street meat in real life only one time.
You see, like,
how many years ago did Jared go to jail?
It doesn't say, but his wife divorced him in 2015, so probably around then. when
do you think she knew?
I mean, I think you gotta like, oh, my husband's a little weird.
Yeah, like, well, I let him have his time with his silly
he
little
just
picture.
Loves his computer.
Like, I'm imagining since Jared was Jewish that he had sex with the kids through the hole in the sheet.
So he was
Orthodox. Yeah. Or he had sex with a little hole through the big jeans.
Mormon style.
Yeah.
Mormon style.
Mormon style.
Mormon style.
Mormons are cool. I think they're normal.
Yeah, very good. Very normal.
Almost time to wrap it up.
I mean, I think we did. I think this is pretty.
No, cool. I want to go over so I can cut some stuff.
Okay. Yeah,
like all of the slurs that we said.
No, we didn't say any. We just alluded to cool things. We just alluded to cool things that certain style guys could say.
That's a very like. I like that I'm in a room with two Italians right now.
How much better, you fucking Mick.
Say the. Where did the W word come from?
WAP?
Yeah.
Are you really going to not say WAP?
Can I not say it or can I say it?
Wait, is that also a slur?
WAP is. Yeah, WAP is a slur.
Oh.
For you.
For me?
Yeah.
You got this for me?
Wait. The things you don't know astound me sometimes.
Yeah, but, you know, if you want to know a jingle for a toy from the 90s, I got you.
Yeah, where'd it come from, though?
WAP has, this is not going to be fun for anyone, but well, WAP,
it's okay, we'll cut it.
WAP has a couple proposed meanings.
Wet ass pussy being
several of the fake ones that a lot of people believe is that, which is actually a backronym, is that it's standard for like without papers or without passport, like that they were illegal immigrants. But it's actually not true. The most likely thing was that it came from like Sicilian or Calabria's dialect for like guapo, which is like the people would call each other. Oh. And so it, which is like and a lot of times, you know, those dialects drop final vowels, so it'll be like guap guap guap, and like a lot of white people would hear them say that, and so then they turn into WAP.
Oh
yeah,
the more you know.
Dago was like generally used for swarthy people in general, so it was also used for Portuguese and Spaniards as well as Italians, and so it was just kind of a corruption of the names Dago and Diego and
it's
stuff.
Also, fish god.
Yes. So that's where that one came from.
Mick came from. There was just one guy. What an asshole.
Goomba comes from
the Super Mario Brothers
comes from Koompa, which is like short for like Kumpare, which means just like your friend. Mm. So like Italian guys would call each other that, and so people start calling them Goombas. Because, you know, because there was a lot of Italian laborers, and so people would like walk by and just like, even if they weren't necessarily in the Italian neighborhoods, like places where they were doing like masonry work and stuff, and hear them talking or like at docks.
Yeah. See, that's just interesting. Maybe you should keep that in there, because that's interesting.
Yeah, I guess.
You see, the more you know. Yeah, there you go. And then, you think people recognize, what's his name? He was Geordi, Star Trek.
I don't know anything about Star Trek, so I don't even know
who you're talking about. Are you talking about the actor?
Yeah, the actor. Do you think like somebody comes up to him, he thinks you're going to be for Geordi, but they're like, no. Reading Rainbow.
Oh, no, he loves when that happens.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, no, he's a huge fan of that, because he thinks that, like, you know, he made a difference. And, like, they even brought that back for a little bit.
The Reading Rainbow guy was a Star Trek guy before?
He was also the Roots guy.
Like the Roots guy?
Yeah, he was Kunta Kinte.
Oh, damn.
I don't know why I'm blanking on his name right now.
Isn't it like Reginald Vell Johnson?
No.
No, it's...
No, that's a different guy.
Yeah. No.
I gotta look it up.
No, that's a different guy. Reginald Vell Johnson was the cop in Die Hard? Is that right?
Yep.
You just saying yep, or am I right?
I am just saying LeVar
Burton. LeVar Burton. Fuck.
See, I knew there was a V. That's why I said Reginald Vell Johnson.
Yeah. LeVar Burton rules.
It wasn't a racist thing. It was actually my brain.
Much like Kojima has a single word that sums up what his games mean. Today's theme is race.
Next week's episode.
Ah, you said the magic word!
The gene E.
Yeah, that's right.
What was that genie's name?
Hey, Jambi.
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 Jambi the genie and Cowboy Curse.
That was before my time.
Pee-wee Herman? Yep.
You're the same age as us. You're older than us.
I wasn't around to watch
How was
that.
It before your time?
I thought that was an 80s thing. It was a 90s thing?
I mean...
Jumbo? The Jungo?
Gungo? The Lungo?
I mean, Pee-wee Gurman.
I think I saw, like, the movie.
Pete Gurman.
Pee-wee. Pee-wee's Playhouse ran from 86 to 90, and...
This was before my time.
Yeah, but they were airing... They aired syndication reruns and shit all
what
the time.
What channel was Pee-wee on?
I don't fucking know.
Probably, like, CBS. Very funny.
CBS, very funny.
I know Lawrence Fishburne was the cowboy.
Yeah, Cowboy Curse, back when he was Larry Fishburne.
Larry Fishburne.
He was also Larry Fishburne in Gangs... not Gangs of New York. In King of New York with Christopher Walken.
Great movie.
Which is the best scene ever, which is when he like brings a bunch of like Mexican guys he's trying to like buy cocaine off of. And he's like, here's the briefcase, and the guys open it up and the guys go, tampons? What are these for? And then he goes, for the bullet holes, motherfucker. And then he pulls out like three Uzis at once and like starts shooting everyone.
It's a great movie. Is that the one where Christopher Walken and
dies slowly in a cab?
No. And Dennis Hopper have that really like racist.
No, no. What movie was that? Stupid.
What movie was that?
That's True Romance.
True Romance. Okay.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry. I haven't seen either in a while. They're both good. Don't make little Fergie noises over there.
Fergie.
You mean Furby?
Yeah. Dude.
No, from Black Cauldron.
From Black Eyed Peas.
That's what you're gonna say.
I don't know why my mind.
First off, his name is Gurgi.
Gurgi
from Black Cauldron, and Gurgi sucks.
What the fuck is that?
So you know the
is that
black
anime?
You know the Black Cauldron, right? Black Cauldron.
I know Black Culture.
What?
I said I know Black Culture.
No, you did.
You pulled my mic. Stop. fucking the is that anime to the black cauldron? Black Cauldron's a Disney movie, but I can totally see that name being an anime, which is why that got me so hard.
Well, Gurgi was like a little...
He was a little furry golem.
He was like a cross between Gurgi, come in. You don't have to do the voice. Let Gurgi touch.
And they're like, Gurgi, get...
He's like, imagine in your head a cross between like a...
A puppy and a little man.
A puppy, a golem, and a prospector.
That's actually perfect.
Yeah.
A puppy, golem, and a prospector. Okay. It sounds like a setup of a joke.
And he talks exactly at the voice I was doing.
So big up on yourself a little bit there.
And then
I do a perfect Gurgi.
No, that was a really
That's
big
right. Gurgi. I do perfect Gurgi. Better than all the
Sorry,
others.
Sorry, folks. A lot of people have subpar Gurgis. My Gurgi, everyone says it's actually the best Gurgi.
We have to
it's
stop.
It's a great Gurgi.
He has 1% of the best Gurgis.
The like top 1% of the top 2% have 3% of the best Gurgi impressions.
Gurgi kills himself in that movie.
He does.
Gurgicide?
Gurgicide. He flings himself into the black cauldron.
And then they use their one magic...
The titular black cauldron?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then they use their one magic witch to fucking bring him back from the dead, which is horseshit.
Even though he, like, solved the problem by killing himself.
Yeah. They're like, Gurgi was our fucking friend.
Was he? They treated him like dog shit. I mean, he deserved it because he was annoying.
Gurgi, but like, he loved it. Like, Gurgi was a freak. He liked being treated like shit.
No, I
like
think Tigger. He, I think he only...
Like Tigger?
Nobody treats him like that. People like Tigger.
The entire movie, do you have...
Christopher Robin?
No, Winnie Pooh and Tigger 2.
Winnie Pooh and
Winnie
Tigger
2. Winnie Pooh and Tigger 2. the whole thing is that, like, the fucking, like, rabbit is just like, I fucking hate when Tigger bounces.
Well, yeah, that's...
The rabbit's a fucking asshole.
Yeah, the rabbit's
like,
fat.
We'll let you be our friend again if you never fucking bounce even one more time.
Jesus!
And then Tigger gets all sad. And that's where the meme of, like, Tigger walking away looking sad comes from.
Oh, no. And then Tigger reveals that his heart can't beat unless he provides the momentum of the jump, so he just dies. Jeez. He says, I'd rather die than live alone.
Yeah, Tigger has to move like a shark or else he dies. Man,
when I was a kid, that was my favorite.
Tigger?
Winnie the Pooh. Winnie Pooh.
Winnie Pooh, Tigger 2?
Winnie Pooh.
Winnie Pooh's pretty good. He's public domain now, so you could do Winnie Pooh.
I can do whatever I want with Winnie Pooh.
Yeah, you could draw Winnie Pooh and Tigger 2.
With a gun.
With a gun.
Yo.
And you can have a shirt that says a slur on it.
He already does. He has poo on his shirt.
Oh, bother. I have poo on me.
There you go. I'm
trying to think of a good joke.
That's a pretty good one. Yeah, but you'd like the Black Cauldron. There's a guy with big... He's a skull man with big horns.
His name's the Horned King. And in the original version of the movie, you can find most of the deleted scenes online. He brings, like, skeletons back from the dead, and they just start, like guys who just died in that room, they start ripping their flesh off to show their bones. It's cool as fuck.
Yeah, they cut that because it's like, oh.
Because it's too scary.
Like, this is a Disney movie. But, yeah.
Yeah, Horned King slaps.
Was that 70s?
No, 74? No. It was early 80s, I think. That was during Disney's rough patch. It was before the Renaissance.
Yep. He's still trying to think of a joke.
Death Wish Pooh?
Death Wish Pooh. There you go.
I think...
You like Christopher Robin. You're going to meet him.
I wish it fit more with Death Wish 3 because having a character named the Giggler would really fit with
the Giggler. The Giggler. What was the name of the...
The Tiggler.
The Tiggler.
When I was a kid, I always
Don't oof me. That doesn't sound any more like a slur than the name already does. Tigger already does.
That's true. Yeah, it's true.
So you can't oof me.
You know, when I was a kid, I always thought...
I tried to oof me. this fucking asshole tried to oof me.
I thought heffalump sounded like a bad word.
Heffalump does sound like a bad word. Yeah. I mean, anything said with enough hate sounds like a bad word. But like half
for the longest time, like I like was like I would like recoil when people said bugaboo.
It does. It does.
Sound... What is that?
Well, it sounds like the J one.
Yeah, the J one. It's like yeah.
Juggalo.
For one second, you scared the shit out of me. I thought you were just gonna say it. I'm like,
no, Jesus.
C's gotta beep that.
Not even for a joke would I no, say that. Jesus.
I got to put the beep on the soundboard just so I can start beeping random times.
No, so it sounds so it like sounds like racist. You're doing
slurs. Yeah.
That bit's taken.
It's always funny.
That's true. But yeah, bugaboo sounds like one. What's that word for baby frogs?
Tadpole?
It's like four tadpoles, but it's a different one. There's one that sounds also like deeply racist. Deeply racist. Let's just go through the words that sound like slurs.
I'm hitting random things. You're not gonna like soundboard things. You're not gonna know.
So we can't hear what you're activating.
You're not gonna know until the podcast comes out.
Well, good.
I'm not listening to this.
You're not gonna listen to the podcast?
I hate the sound of my own voice.
So what? We're only gonna have two people listen to the podcast.
We're gonna have some people eventually.
I hear it coming out of the headphones.
All the same things are mapped to the same to all the buttons.
That just reminds me of those like keyboards that we all had when we were children, yeah. And our parents tried to teach us that. And you could set it to like those weird like moans. And be like, ugh!
Everyone loves when you put the keyboard on demo mode and you just start doing stuff, and it always kills. Oh, it's always.
Oh, I found it. I found the word.
The slur word?
I found the slur word.
Oh, you didn't remember what it was?
I don't know if I want to say it.
Oh, I could have said it.
I don't know if I want to say it.
Oh, this word. Hold on.
Wait, let me see it. Let me see the word.
It's another word for baby, for tadpole.
Yeah, that's not a slur. It
sounds like
it. Let me see it.
Pollywog.
Oh, yeah. You can say pollywog.
I don't know. It just sounds weird.
Wog is a... Whoa. Australian slur.
Yeah, that's an Australian slur for black people, right?
Jesus.
I think it's also for Italians.
Yeah. I thought it was just how the
British a person who war. Oh, just a person who is not white. Anyone that's not white.
So I yeah.
I remember
about a polywog?
It's multiple people who aren't white in a relationship?
Yes.
I fucking hate that.
Yes, that's why I didn't want to say it. Because I hate poly people. That's not true. Maybe it is.
I think poly people and Albanians are the only people I actually have true disdain for.
Why do you hate poly people?
Oh, I was going to... I just
don't like it.
I could probably do it.
What a weird fucking selfish thing to say. I'm sorry. Shut up. Yeah, I could have multiple partners. I don't fucking know.
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah, I'll try anything once. It's legal.
Sometimes. I know. Unpack this, Mark.
Unpack what?
Unpack your rage.
No, I just...
unpack this rage.
Yeah, there's something behind that.
That you have... unpack this rage that you have at the prospect of a non-binary person being in a polyamorous relationship. What's that about, Mark?
What's that about? As you become very red.
Because now suddenly I'm a fucking monster because you're weird, like...
Whoa!
No, it was a weird statement to just be like, yeah, I could be in a polyamorous relationship. Yeah.
Is it that weird? I don't think it's
no, weird. I get where Mark's coming from. It's weird because it alludes like, yeah, I mean.
I could handle two partners.
Whatever they want. But I mean, like, yeah, I could do it.
Yeah, like, that's what I mean. Like, again, I have nothing against poly people. Do what you want. I don't subscribe to it, like, whatever. But, like.
I mean, I do get the polyamorous loot box. I do subscribe to the loot box.
It's so much purple hair dye.
The loot cule.
It's just so much purple hair dye.
What?
It's true. Well, that's what's in the Kewl.
Oh, in the loot box. I thought you were saying
the Kewl. That's a good
name. The loot Kewl.
Yeah, the loot Kewl. It's hexagonal. It's hard to ship.
No, I mean, I don't know.
What comes in the loot Kewl? Now I'm thinking.
Yes.
Purple hair dye.
Purple hair dye for sure.
D&D dice.
Uh huh.
Skechers.
It's the ass. That's for sure.
I don't know. I don't think Skechers, actually, now that I think of it. Maybe a different kind of shoe. Maybe like a
Reebok.
No.
I don't know. I'm just saying shoes, man.
No, they're like a UFC sponsor.
High tops.
Sure. Yeah, Pride Vans, maybe. Specifically. There you go. They love to do those. Yeah. Like probably like a crochet kit aimed at men.
Yes. Yeah, okay.
Nothing's wrong with anything wrong with it.
Yeah, no, I like the phrasing of aimed at men.
Aimed at men.
A dog collar that's not for dogs.
Oh yeah. That's for sure.
As we established, Steve hates dogs.
I hate dogs. I hate people who wish they were dogs. There's two kinds of people in the world. Dogs. And people who wish they were dogs.
And they should both be put down.
And I'm all out of dogs.
That's right. And
I'm here to pet dogs and kill dogs.
And I'm all out of pet dogs.
And that's it. I think that's what's in the poly.
Sure.
Poly Shores. Poly.
The Poly Shores.
Where were you on
and I think, where were you I think at least the sleeve of crackers.
Who was the...
Just gotta keep the fuel going.
Well, I was gonna say, because Polly want a cracker.
Get the
fucking Christ.
We gotta unpack where were you on 9/11. Who was that comedian?
Steve Renazzisi,
who lied about being...
Yes, he was a guy that was on the league, and he lied about being in the towers. And he like would tell this story a lot. Yeah. This was like his...
And the guy who broke the story being a lie was Polly Shore. Right.
I don't.
Pauly Shore was just like he was around it.
I wouldn't say that he Pauly Shore broke it. It got broke later, but there was a thing that we were watching for some reason,
and it has become foundational to our relationship.
Yeah, that was like Pauly Shore interviewing Steve Ranazzisi, and it was before the thing broke, and so his like leading question of like. To bring up the 9/11 thing was, where were you on 9/11?
Where were you on 9/11?
And so Steve,
but that's just how he talks.
And so Steve tells a story, and then Pauly Shore is like, well, that sounds kind of like, that doesn't sound quite right. And so Pauly Shore starts asking, like, prodding questions that, like, Steve Ranazzisi couldn't really answer adequately. And then, like, 7 years after this, like, thing came out was when.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So Pauly Shore, True Detective.
Good for him.
Yeah. And he was in that. He was
True Detective season 4.
True Detective season 4. Yeah.
True Detective season 4. It gonna start Pauly Shore.
Let's take a music.